Congress returned last week following its five-week congressional recess during August, and the main order of business for the month of September is to try to get in place a funding bill for the start of the new fiscal year, which is October 1st. Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council, joins us with an update.
At this point, none of the individual appropriations bills have been approved and signed into law, which means that there will likely be a continuing resolution that will go into place starting October 1 and will likely run through at least 60 days, possibly longer, with current expectations then that there would be a broader full-year funding bill or an omnibus appropriations bill passed sometime by the end of the year that would provide funding for the remainder of fiscal year 16.
And it's in that omnibus bill.
We think it's most likely that we'll be able to include the priorities of the National Cotton Council within the appropriations bill, including trying to get authorization for marketing certificates to help deal with the payment limitation issue on the marketing loan program, and also ensure full funding for the boll weevil and pink bollworm eradication programs and market development programs that are important to Cotton Council International.
In addition to the work on the appropriations package,
there are a number of other issues that Congress is currently dealing with, including how to respond to the nuclear agreement with Iran. There are also other expiring provisions that have to be extended this fall, including the highway bill, which is scheduled to expire at the end of October.